America Weekend.
I want to thank you for joining us on America Weekend this weekend. Whatever you're up to, thank you for taking us along. Well, I think it's time we address this creepy clown situation in the United States. I will just say for the record, I'm not a big fan of clowns. Nothing that I really care to think about from time to time. You know, they're in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. They're kind of nice clowns. They look happy. Being a clown is a profession. There is such a thing as clown college. So it's a course of study. But now, since the summer, there's been clown hysteria that has taken the country by storm, getting people into all kinds of circumstances and situations full of fear and fascination. It began, as you might remember, in South Carolina this summer. There were reports that clowns were trying to lure kids into the woods, which is very creepy. And since then, we've heard about this in other places in the country, other states. Clown sightings in more than 24 states, from Alabama to Wisconsin. Many were hoaxes. Some of them resulted in arrests. In fact, in Alabama, 7 people face felony charges of making a terrorist threat connected to clown-related activity. And they are not stopping. As we head toward Halloween, you might expect even more. Hundreds of students in Pennsylvania State University swarmed surrounding campus streets to carry out a mass clown hunt. And in Connecticut, a school district has said it is banning clown costumes and any, quote, symbols of terror. Now, when I grew up, we never thought of a clown as being a terrorist. It was just a clown costume that people would put on, and sometimes they would use for Halloween. But now, if you are a clown, it is indicating something far more sinister. There are all kinds of issues going on. Even at the White House, the press secretary was asked about the phenomenon and said, you know, this is a situation that law enforcement is taking quite seriously. Clowns. And we think back to the concept of clowns and how it all began and why it became a source of terror. Well, back in the 1980s, Stephen King introduced a nightmarish clown called Pennywise in his novel It, which was later turned into a movie. And experts, criminologists, and psychologists say that the root of the fear lies in the fact that clowns wear this makeup. They're hidden, right? They're behind something. They have extreme emotions on their faces, and they hide their true identities and feelings. So that inability to see somebody's face is probably part of the fear, what lies behind that. So this is something to really look into. We don't know what's behind the clown makeup. So now we're back to clown terrorism in this country. And even some police departments have had to go on record as saying there are no credible clown threats. In New Haven, and I'm getting all of this, by the way, from Time Magazine, in New Haven, school officials have banned clown costumes over a number of menacing clown-related social media posts. So there's that. But then what about the professional clown who's made a living out of being a clown, a nice clown, you know, in carnivals or in circuses or in some kind of entertainment? They're good clowns. So there's a guy known as Snuggles the Clown. He's based in Pennsylvania, but he has a job in Maryland every weekend, something called Screamland Farms. So this guy has been a clown for 10 years, and he recently had to resort to a Clown Lives Matter movement on Facebook so that people would realize that this is, in fact, a profession, that these are good clowns. They're just making a living trying to entertain people. And they're really fearing for their lives, the professional clowns, because how do you discern between a terrorist clown and a regular clown making a living? So something to consider as you get set for Halloween. Do not dress as a clown. It is not worth it. And I wish the Clown Lives Matter movement good luck and good success. I'm Valerie Smaldone. This is America Weekend.
America Weekend. Welcome to American Biker Minute. When buying motorcycle replacement parts, choose a reputable source. When it comes to two wheels, premium parts rule. Risk of buying through eBay today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Buying motorcycle replacement parts from eBay can cut both ways. First run, parts that have been discontinued can be a real bargain, often half price or less. Notice the word can. Do-it-yourselfers have been burned by cheaply made Chinese chains and starters.
That sucks.
For bikers who have available cash and want to be absolutely sure the bike parts they're buying are backed by the original manufacturer, nothing beats going straight to the dealership parts counter. Chains don't save anywhere near enough money to compensate for the added danger due to shady manufacturing. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road and two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you handle a critical coworker? Assume they mean well.
Behavior coach Bev Flaxington says that people often do bad things for good reasons. They're having a rough day, want your attention, or don't know how to communicate better.
So rather than feeling hurt or getting mad, give them the benefit of the doubt this time around.
Then, determine if you need to address their criticism. If so, don't talk about what they said. Instead, frame it as what you heard and how it made you feel.
For example, when I heard I didn't fit in with the team, it made me feel hurt and alone.
This gives them a chance to restate what they meant while also appealing to them as a person.
And it will help you reach big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.